You are listening to the Ultimate Chastity Podcast. Welcome to this episode of The Ultimate Chastity. As I've outlined in the past episode that I just released last week, today I'll go in a little more in depth into what has brought me to this step, this stage, kind of my way of working certain things out in my head. Seemed like this is the best way to go about working all that out. So I'll go in a little more in depth into my history today versus what I did, back in April. So we'll get to that in just a moment. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. As I stated in a previous episode way back in April when I kind of started this podcast before I went on a hiatus trying to figure things out in my life and all that, my journey really did kind of start right around the age of 9, when I kind of discovered that the object that most men consider their penis, at the age of 9, I kind of looked at it as an object that wasn't supposed to be there. And when I say that, at the age of 9, I actually at one point grabbed a knife with the intention of cutting it off of my body because I did not believe it belonged there. The only thing that had actually stopped me from doing so was I was actually startled by my parents getting up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night when I was actually about to perform the act. So when people ask me if this is a, sexual deviant belief or a kink, the answer is no. Clearly, at the age of 9, you're not thinking about sexual acts. You're not thinking about sex in general anyway. At the age of 9, you're just looking at how your body is viewed, how you see your body, what you believe your body should look like. And at the age of 9, I clearly looked at my body as that object did not belong where it was, and I wanted it gone. I did not want it on my body. I didn't want it there. And there was nothing in my mind frame, nothing in my teaching, nothing that I'd grown up to believe said that it belonged where it was. So at the age of 9, I had already determined it needed to go. It needed to be gone, and I wanted it not there. So at the age of 9, I legit went out into the kitchen one night, grabbed whatever knife it was, 9-year-old, just figured knives cut things. I'll remove this object that doesn't belong where it's attached to my body. It was to me a flap of skin, kind of like a mole or a skin tag that did not belong there, and it needed to be gone. Had it not been for one of my parents getting up to use the bathroom and startling me, I probably would have went through with it. But at the age of 9, somebody gets up in the middle of the night and you're doing something with a knife that you've been taught not to mess with knives, startles you, and you kind of put the knife away and you run back to bed and you just don't think about it. So That's where it really did start for me. So if you want to look at it and say, well, it's probably a sexual thing that you developed over the years. No, it really wasn't for me. It was legit, at the age of 9, I had already determined it didn't belong there, and I didn't want it there. So I guess where that's at, that's what I was at. That's where I was at. So, I moved from there throughout the years. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. Now, moving forward through my lifespan, as I got older, you know, right around the age of 12, 13, 14 years old, you know, my parents finally got internet access in the house, which is when I really started kind of researching why I felt the way I did, why my brain looked at things the way it did. And, you know, at the age of 12, 13 years old, I'm on the internet researching how to remove what, you know, society has told me is my penis, you know, what science and all that has told me is a part of my anatomy. So, you know, I'm on the internet at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I'm sneaking out there while my parents are sleeping and getting online and researching and trying to find ways to remove this object, you know, safely, effectively, and whatnot. So, you know, I remember, you know, being there on the internet and seeing all these interesting ways that people are telling you to do this. And even at that age and even at that time, I'm not connecting, you know, a lot of what I'm seeing is a sexual kink or I'm not seeing it as, oh, it's a fantasy realm for some people. I'm literally looking at this is how I got to do this. I can do this. I can get rid of this object and I can do it safely if I follow certain things. So I'm looking at that like, okay, well, you know, I had already thought about grabbing, you know, a kitchen knife and doing it that way. Well, I never thought, you know, heat that knife up and, you know, make it hot so that, you know, you're not bleeding too much when you make the actual cut. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one, writing one, getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. But then you kind of you skip forward through life and you realize, you know, as you do more and more research and you try to further understand where you're at in your mind, you know, it became a situation where I understood that where I was in my mind, where I wanted to be, in this desire to be rid of this object, you know, by society's standards, was a little out there. Like, why do I feel like this? Why do I want to be rid of this object that I'm being told is a part of my anatomy, that I'm being told is used for you know, certain things? Why do I want to be rid of something that society tells me I'm supposed to have? And throughout life, from that age of, you know, 13, 14 on to, you know, about the age of 19, 20 years old, I kind of repressed it back. I kind of, you know, shut down and put it in the back of my mind that, you know, okay, I gotta stop thinking like this. I chalked it up to hormones at that point that, okay, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, it's one of those weird things that's going on in your head when you're going through puberty. So I put it back in the back of my mind. I says, oh, you know, it'll go away. So, you know, from that time of 13, 14 to the time about 19, 20 years old, I just kind of repressed it back. I just pretended it wasn't there. Because I figured if I did that, you know, these thought processes, you know, they just go away. That I'd become normal. That the, you know, I'd learn to enjoy having this object that society has told me is supposed to be there. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. About the age of, you know, 20, 21 years old, I remember it was right about the time I finally came, you know, for the first time told somebody that I had these desires, these feelings. And, you know, it happened to be, you know, my girlfriend at the time. And, you know, she took it as, oh, okay, it's one of those kink things. You know, you put a knife down there, so you're going to cut it off, makes it all hot and steamy, and, you know, move along. You know, and it was really difficult for me to get it across to her that this wasn't a sexual desire. It wasn't a sexual thing that made me hot and steamy. It didn't get me all turned on to the thought of her doing this. It was literally, I was trying for the first time to tell somebody that I legitimately did not want to have this object, this penis, attached to my body. And, you know, it took quite a while for her to truly understand where I was at with that. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one, writing one, getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. And, you know, it was a situation where, you know, as time went by with that individual, it seemed like they became more understanding. They seemed like they were more on board with what my ultimate goal was. And to this day, you know, I don't feel as though that individual really truly understood how deep and how far my thought process was and how my feelings were towards this object. And, you know, and I think, you know, ultimately it did create, you know, issues within the relationship at the time. I do feel like it may have caused problems with that aspect of, you know, intimacy. But ultimately, I feel like, you know, that was just part of, you know, me coming to terms with where I was within myself, within my thought process, how I felt, how I viewed my body. And I to this day don't think that individual really truly understood it, because it didn't fit their lifestyle. It didn't fit how they viewed that the lifestyle should be, how intimacy should be. And ultimately, I do think on that aspect, it did create, you know, distance between the two of us within that relationship. But, you know, ultimately that relationship moved on due to other aspects of life and whatnot. So, you know, that was just, you know, the way it was at that time. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. And after that relationship ended, you know, I moved on to, you know, my relationship now. And I remember, you know, sitting down with her one night, and I was nervous to say anything, because, you know, it is one of those thought processes that, you know, how is this woman gonna take what you're about to drop on her? And I remember, you know, sitting there, and I told her I have to tell you something, and, you know, I don't know how you're gonna react to it, but I feel like, you know, it's gotta be said. And I remember, you know, telling her for the first time that, you know, I ultimately at some point want to remove my penis. And, you know, I remember the look on her face, but she asked questions. She didn't, you know, she didn't freak out and like I thought she might have. And I think that was beneficial for me because for the first time I told somebody and they didn't look at me weird. And she seemed more on board with what I was saying, though at the same time I could see it on her face that she wasn't ready for that next step. That would be the ultimate, you know, it's not there anymore. She, you know, she was on board with, okay, I've just given her that information. And I understood, you know, we're only together for, you know, a few months at that time when I told her. So, you know, I understood, you know, hey, you know, I just dropped this bombshell on you 2-3 months within our relationship. And I'm not asking you to be like 100%, hey, let's go do that. I just wanted her to understand where my mind frame was and what I think about quite often before she started freaking out that, oh, you really do think, you know, I wanted her to be aware that this is my thought process. This is my, you know, mind frame. This is how I see things. So I wanted to make sure it was out there in the open long before, you know, we've been together for a year or whatnot. And all of a sudden she figures and finds out and, well, why didn't you tell me from the get-go? If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. Well, you know, as the years have gone on, you know, she's always asked questions. She's always been, you know, very supportive of when I have those moments where you know, 100% focused on this thought process and, you know, what's going on in my head. So, you know, she's always been able to, you know, work out, you know, what I'm thinking and work out what I'm looking at and work out everything else. And she's always been very supportive of, you know, what the ultimate goal is at some point. And, you know, for the last 9 years, she's never looked at me like it's a weird thing. So, you know, and up until, you know, this past January, you know, she was always on the fence of, you know, she wasn't ready for us to make that next step or talk about that next step. And, you know, I understood that and I understood where she was at. It, you know, it's a process that, you know, I've dealt with it since I was 9 years old. So I've already made it to that process where I can live the rest of my life without this object there because I haven't wanted it there since I was 9. You know, she's only known me for 9 years. So, you know, for her to take the time to learn why it is I feel like the way I do and why I'm looking towards doing what I want to do, you know, it made sense. It was her way of processing everything that was going on. This segment is brought to you by Visions of Insanity. Check out their music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and more. And then, you know, come January of this year was kind of a turning point in our relationship, kind of a turning point in where, you know, everything has developed within my life. As, oh, got a semi or something driving by right now. But it was a situation where I finally saw things go full circle within the process of where I'm at, where my mind frame is. It was the first time I saw her mind kind of click on that same level that she was ready to make that next step to, you know, be that relationship where that object is no longer attached to me, that object is no longer involved in any aspect of our relationship, that object is really null and void. And it was really a breath of fresh air on that January night when she made it known that she was ready to make that next step. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. And ever since we really both as a couple, as a team, have decided that, you know, we're both ready to make that, you know, that next step, you know, it's been, we treat our relationship as if, you know, I don't have that object. When she refers to anything in a sexual manner or in involving the imagery of how we view my body, we both of us refer to me as being without a penis or being dickless or cockless, that when we view my groin, we view it as there is only a set of testicles and a scrotum there. There is no penis there, because ultimately she understands in my mind that's exactly how I view my body should look. And we make it a big thing about that. And it really does help with my mind frame. It helps with her mind frame that it's kind of like a agreed upon terminology to allow us both to know that we are communicating, that we are both on board for that next step of, you know, being rid of this object and truly being on board with that we are both ready for that next step. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one, writing one, getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. Well, that covers most of the basis, you know, on the history and on my background. And I hope I went a little better in depth this time around than I did the last time. As, you know, I kind of rambled on the last time, really wasn't cohesive, kind of was, you know, spur of the moment recording at the time. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure I got a better background recorded this time around on that. But I'm going to call it good for now on that. But next episode, next week, I'm actually going to go a little more in depth with my logic and my theory around penectomy and society's views of it. And so, like I said, I've about 10 different episodes I've already got lined up and ready to go. I've just got to record them all. But for now, you know, I want to hit the basis on a little better background. But until next time, peace.